the pastor. Alright, praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord today. How many are just glad to be in the service one more time? So how many are glad to be in service one more time? So I'm saying we didn't have to make it in, but today we are blessed to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Truly, we thank God for all of the testimonies, the very inspiring testimonies. When Sister Liz was testifying, I told Brother Harvey, we know how to fix that situation. We just go let them die.
Yes.
some difficulties. At face value, what you might be going through just don't seem like it's possible for it to come true. But if you stay with God, if you keep depending on God,
yes, sir.
I guarantee you one thing. The song says we always find a winner at the finishing line. Amen? All right, let's start. Verse 9 of Genesis 18 chapter reads, "And they said unto him, Where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind her. Now Abraham and Sarah were both old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did this Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I be sure that a child with them all? Is anything, y'all just finish that? Too hard? All right, well, y'all don't get quiet. Who wants a miracle?
Yeah.
Who wants God to do something for you?
Yeah.
The devil tries to get us right away to doubt God.
But we got to believe God, amen? Amen. So Sarah and Abraham are both old. And the scripture said it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, and also with Abraham. But how do you know that if God says it, God knows how to make something out of
nothing.
God knows how to make something out of, as we've been finding out in our classes in Genesis. Amen. God can make something out of nothing. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith. We believe that the world was framed by everything that exists is a result of what? The Word of God. But what was the faith? He said he called those, he was able to call those things to be not as though they were, and he was able to make things that were seen out of things that were
unseen.
That's what faith is. You don't have to see it. All you have to do is, come on, you don't have to see it. All you have to do is, well, what's your name? Right, because God made something seen out of things that were unseen. Well, how did he do it? By faith. But the scripture said, but without faith it is impossible. Now you gotta check your own faith out. You have to examine yourself to see where your faith is. Because without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, you don't have to say a word
was not up there with the men when they were talking to God. Amen. She was in the tent. But God was working with Abraham. Lord, thank you. But he was still conscious of what Sarah was thinking in the tent. So many times we think that in my relationship I can do this and I can do this and nobody don't know it. Listen, God knows you where you are. Amen. When the Lord was calling his disciples and they went to get the brother, I forget his name, starts with N, it's not important, Nathan. And Nathan says to his brother that came to get him, he said, well, how do we know this is the Lord? And how do we know all this stuff our God? How can you say Jesus is God? Jesus said, before he came to get you, I saw you under the tree. And Nathan said, my Lord and my God. Why? Because when God is working on one end, he sees what you're doing on the other end. So it's so important today. And believing that God will. Don't limit God. A lot of times we say, yes, God can, God can, God can. But in our heart, we're saying, God can, God can. Amen. Now, with that in mind, let's go to Psalm 78. Let's go to the 78th division of Psalm. God will. And not only God will, but God can. Amen. No matter how challenging the situation may be, no matter how out of control it may be, amen, remember this, God does not read your lips, but God reads your heart. Man reads your lips because man looks at the outward appearance, but God reads your heart because God said, I search the heart, I try the reins, you give up the enemy in accordance as his word shall be. Amen. So you can say one thing, but in your heart you're saying another thing. God sees your heart. Well, in the 78th division of Psalm, God is dealing with the children of Israel. Amen. Every time God would deliver them, when they got to another test, they doubted God. Every time God would make a way out of no way, they would doubt God. If I get to the Red Sea and I'm surrounded, the enemy's behind me, and the Red Sea is before me, and all Moses had to do was lift up his staff, and the Bible said God parted the Red Sea. Israel didn't have to do anything but believe God. So God parted the Red Sea, and over a million people passed through on dry ground. Amen. If God had done that, somebody said it's time for us to have a recall. Yes. It's time at this time to remember some stuff that God has already done. Has God already done some stuff for you? Has God already made ways out of nowhere? Then I'm going to use my recall. God told the children of Israel, you might not understand where you are now, but use your recall. Remember where I already brought you from. Remember the valleys I already brought you through. Remember the hard times I already brought you through. He said, through many dangers, covers and snares, I have already come. How many know it was grace that God has saved us all? And grace will lead you on. Hallelujah. When nobody else can understand, I realize it. traps, those setups, all that stuff Samaria, the devil had to wrap up in. He said, forget that.
Yeah.
So you can't look at this present situation that you're going through and say, God can't. So Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Jeremiah writes, "Ah, God, behold, thy name. I'm a king, but I'm already God. Your situation may seem big, it may seem impossible, because I'm a king, but I'm already God." He says, "By my great power and my stretched out arm." He asked him a question. He said,
that he's using against a lot of us.
Right? After all that, the Bible said, Job said, naked, see my eye out of abundance for. Thank you, Lord. And naked somebody turned in. He said, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken away, but I said, but blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible said, in all of this, Job did not sin, neither did he charge God foolishly. Well, what did Job do? He worshiped.
Yeah.
Philip said, Lord, if we had 20 pennies worth of bread, we could feed all these people. You know what the Lord told him? If you read about it in Matthew, I believe the 17th chapter, he said, just bring it to me.
Yeah. Your impossible situation, he said, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it to me. Then when you give it to God, the Bible said when he gave it to Jesus, he looked up to heaven and blessed. Yeah. Then after he finished doing what he said, he said, I'm going to give you your charge. You make the people sit down. Now this is how God works. So God has order. God has structure. So you brought the situation to God. You gave it to God. Now go sit down.
Yes.
Right? So just go sit down.
Yeah.
When you sit down, that means you at peace.
Yeah.
You at rest. I'm sitting down expecting the Lord to furnish a table in the wilderness.
Yes.
Because God can. Let's all say hallelujah. God will, and God can. The Bible says that the Lord blessed, he fed over, now he only counted men, he counted women and children. He fed over 5,000 with 5 fish and 2 loaves. But when you bring your situation to God, even though it's impossible, it's minuscule and a little, after everybody was eating, they gathered 12 baskets. Why? Because they brought it to God. I don't know what your situation is today, but bring it to God. Then after you give it to God, sit down and you're expecting God's going to do what he says. A lot of times we bring it to God, but we stay there and stand up. When you stand up, that means you're still looking for help. When you sit down, that means you're expecting God to make a way out of nowhere. Just remember that God will, God can. I don't know. Because he's already
done.
He's what?